Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. So I want to talk to you about the dark night of the ego and the dawn of the soul. Right now, we are collectively, this entire planet is going through the dark night of the ego. I know you probably heard people call it the dark night of the soul. That term is incorrect. If we trace it back to San Juan de la Cruz, the guy who wrote Dark Night, he never said it was a dark night for the soul. It was the dawn of the soul. It was the moment where his soul was in union with the divine. It was where the light was shining. It's a dark night for the ego because the structures around us are crumbling. In your personal life, you might be going through a breakup, a breakdown, burnout, some sort of loss, some sort of transition where you feel like the ground beneath you is just falling away. And you're probably trying to grasp and hold on to some sense of normalcy, because that's what the ego does. It wants things to be normal and familiar and safe. But when you are falling into the abyss, which is the first stage of the dark night to dawn, it will feel like there's a sense of loss of your identity, loss of your sanity. When you're falling into the abyss, it's hard to think about it, but the key here is to surrender. Now, I can only say that because I've been through so many dark nights of the ego and emerged into the dawn of my soul. And you have too. You just probably didn't label it that way. Once you start to understand this framework of how we humans go through challenges and evolve to get to the next level, it makes it a little easier for you to trust the process and lean into it without thinking that you've done something wrong or the world is wrong or everything is happening to you. So the first stage is the fall into the abyss. You might feel like you are endlessly falling. That could take hours, it could take months, it might even be over years that you're just losing that ground. Eventually you will hit some sort of rock bottom, and that's when you enter into the crucible. The crucible is that phase where the intensity, the pressure, the heat is on, and you're also being stripped of these layers of ego, of your persona, of some of the masks you've worn, or the roles that you have embodied. And as they are stripped away or melted away, what's left? Well, you're probably going to be questioning a lot, but you're going to feel that flicker of something deep, and that is the light of the soul. After the crucible, we move into the labyrinth. Having been stripped of everything that you thought you were, the labyrinth is this maze where you're starting to figure out, well, who am I now? Now that I've lost that or come through that, who am I? It's about reconnecting to your values, your personality, and what did your soul actually come to this planet to live, do, and learn? When you're moving through the labyrinth, you might find yourself slipping back into that crucible phase where the intensity and the pressure is on. You might find that you're in this sticky in-between. You know you've got to let go of the old, but you're not even clear yet on what is the new that you're stepping into. And it can feel like you're being squeezed or wrung out. And that can be very uncomfortable. But again, with this insight, I'm going to help you make this process a little more peaceful. When you get through whatever that liminal phase is and you've entered into the labyrinth, you're starting to understand who you are and starting to have a sense of where you want to end up. You might see this little flicker of light. The fourth stage is the ascent toward the light. You may not have all of the clarity, but you have a sense of direction and a sense of purpose of where you're going. And then the fifth and final stage is the emergence or the rebirth. And it's because you're now leading with soul instead of ego that we call this a rebirth. So you may have let go of old identities, outdated beliefs, and now you're really stepping into your authentic self. It can be exciting. It can be scary AF because you don't know if the world's going to accept you. You're different, right? But know this. You have been through these transitions many times in your lives. Every culture talks about rites of passage. It would be nice if somebody would recognize these transitions and create a ritual or a ceremony for you. You know, having this rite of passage, it can make it less painful and more of an accepted part of your evolution. So I am currently working on my TED Talk, which is about these five stages of the dark night of the ego and dawn of the soul. I've been writing music about it. I have a guidebook that you can get your hands on now that will take you through these five stages, along with exercises, reflection questions, meditations, and journal prompts that will help you figure out where you are in this dark night and guide you to move forward with your soul. So if you want to check that out, you'll see on my website that I've got lots of different ways for you to start learning about these five stages. And comment below, which stage are you in? Is this maybe your second or third dark night of the ego? Are you excited about the soul-led version of you that's coming next? Well, I've also been working on an alter ego archetype quiz. Because for me, one of the things that's helped me move forward is creating a vision of who I am embodying next, the higher version of me. When you go through that dark falling into the abyss and the crucible, you start to come away with this recognition that a lot of what brought you there was unconscious behavior. We weren't conscious about our programming when we were kids, but when you get to this new level of accountability and responsibility, you recognize that you get to decide how you respond to life. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. Now, this is a perspective shift that you can choose to adopt or not. No one's gonna force you, but if you do, it puts you in the driver's seat. You start to recognize you don't have control over the outside world. You can't control people, governments, political regimes, but you can learn to control your own mind, your own heart, and the way you show up in the world. And so, get a hold of Darkness to Dawn. It's a guidebook using the Cornerstone process. It will support you in this journey, and then you can join me in the Real Self-Love Movement, where I lead a guided meditation every month, totally for free. I take questions, and we can talk about this process of learning to love yourself, and being compassionate, and embracing this new version of you. For me, when I recognize that I'm going in this new direction, I start to tune into, who is my future me? What does she embody? What are the qualities that I want to, you know, take on? And when I create that vision in meditation, then I come back and I write it. I write out affirmations. I write out a day in the life of the future me. And lately I've been writing music because I'm stepping into a new archetype for me, at least a new public archetype, and that is the alchemist and the artist. Now, I've been doing things privately and with my clients, but to now share this on the world stage, like a TEDx and my documentary film, it's requiring me to like level up in terms of my confidence, my bold approach to this. And so I figured, I really need an alter ego, and she really needs to be badass, a little cheeky, not afraid to do what she needs to do. And so I've written songs, Alter Ego Unleashed, Bad Bitch Era, because yeah, that's what I want to step into. So check out the archetype quiz to find out which of these alter egos you are inspired to tune into, and then I'll support you with some content on how to use these processes to do just that. So the dark night of the ego does not have to be so, so sad and so, so heavy. It may feel heavy. The pressure is real. But when you know that you will emerge on the other side with post-traumatic growth instead of post-traumatic stress disorder, that can give you at least a little force to keep moving forward. So I hope you enjoy some of these resources. And feel free to reach out if you need support.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.